public meeting in Ballinamore, County Leitrim last night heard calls for a task force to be established to tackle power outages in rural areas following major storms. Some homes in South Leitrim were up to 3 weeks without power after Storm Eoghan as trees fell across power lines. The meeting was called to discuss what plans can be made on a local and national level in the case of another big storm in the future. Our Northwest correspondent Shane O'Corrin sent us this report.
People had been out 16 days, 19 days. Is there anything that we can do as a community before the next storm comes, which it will come?
Maureen Martin chaired last night's public meeting, organised by the Ballinamore Area Community Council.
We called tonight's meeting because a lot of people had concerns and had felt that they weren't listened to. And especially in the rural areas, like the Community Council covers five areas, Aughwillan, Ochnashiellan, Ballinamore, Corralaoghan and Drumriley. Corralaoghan in particular was out for 20 days, I think.
People took the chance to share their experiences following Storm Eoghan.
We were out of power for, went into the third week. I had the two children in the bed with me, just to keep warm with hot water bottles. We moved into a caravan to try and stay warm during the day, but I'm grateful that we did have the caravan.
It was into the third week before I was reconnected. It was a frightening thing for me. You know, COVID didn't shake me, but this did. It really scared me and it made me feel hopeless, actually. And I'm not a person like that because I come from a farming background, and if plan A doesn't work, we go for plan B. But I just didn't feel able for it, you know. I'm getting a bit emotional, but I was very upset by the whole thing.
Very simple solution. The guidelines have to change on setting trees. The corridors have to widen.
During the meeting, several of the power cuts were blamed on wires brought down and forestry plantations. Councillor Paddy O'Rourke is the Cathaoirleach of Leitrim County Council.
We need to deal with the regulation in relation to forestry, where the plantations of forestries can take place adjacent to important networks of wires. We also need to deal with response in terms of that it's more effective, kicks in earlier and delivers more to the people on the ground. Because we here in this part of the country in the northwest, we were left badly wanting.
The message needs to go up to central government.
Michael McTague from Ballinamore.
I'm also involved in a number of voluntary organisations, the Island Theatre. We were asked 6 days after to become an emergency hub for the town. So for the future, there needs to be a concerted plan put in place. So if we're standing up emergency hubs, to get the support that they need. And that means purchasing generator equipment, Starlinks, satellite broadband, so that these hubs can be stood up immediately after an event like this.
Local TD and Minister of State, Marion Harkin.
There's no silver bullet that will deal with it today, but there are lots of actions that can be taken that mean in 6, 12, 18 months' time, the system is much more resilient and less likely to fail.
Brian Smith from the Save Leitrim Group.
There are so many different agencies that have a hand in the problem and a hand in the solution. From the ESB, Quilche, the Department of Agriculture, Forest Service, the landowners, the forest owners, and the community that's affected here. They all have to be part of the solution. But certainly from the perspective of what we heard tonight, a task force must be set up to bring those bodies together.
And that report from our northwestern correspondent, Shane O'Corrin.